You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
I'm Nick Westergaard, and this is On Brand, helping you tell your story. My guest this week is Jenna Arkin.
Consumers seek authenticity, and I think they're getting better at weeding out kind of the greenwashing and the new, you know, really well-marketed brands that don't really have that connection and people and story and heritage behind them. And so our brand is really focused on telling that story and bringing our heritage and our experience to life.
Jenna is Vice President of Innovation at Ecos and uses her unique background in both chemistry and design to innovate safer, more effective formulations, and compelling packaging designs for the Ecos product lines. She also leads the Ecos partnership with the U.S. EPA's Safer Choice Program, a third-party certification that helps consumers choose products made with safer ingredients without sacrificing quality or performance. As the Vice President of Innovation, Jenna brings a novel combination of passionate scientist and creative professional to solve modern green chemistry problems and move the cleaning industry toward a more sustainable future. Jenna, welcome to On Brand.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here this morning.
You know, I feel like we talk about kind of diverse backgrounds and that occasional polarity of passionate scientist, creative professional, in all sorts of ways. But usually it just means that someone is now working in branding. But this is pretty cool as you talk about solving modern green chemistry problems. So I have to ask, what led you here?
So I think, you know, I know it sounds quite trite, but just curiosity. You know, I've always been a really curious person, even from a young child. And for me, science was always a way to explain the questions I had in like an analytical way. But at the same time, I'm also a very creative person by nature. And I honestly believe that the most difficult problems in science require creativity and out-of-the-box thinking to solve. And some of the greatest art has a lot of precision and technique behind it. So, you know, for me, just staying curious and open really led my career here, and finding a way that I can use both my right and left brain in a profession has really been fulfilling, because it's never one thing. You know, my job is so diverse, and the types of problems I get to solve on a daily basis are really dynamic, and our industry is changing so much, as is the branding challenges we face. So it really keeps me curious and definitely keeps me going every day.
So talk a bit about the Ecos brand and differentiation, because certainly, as your bio suggests, the cleaning industry, which has historically been very, very chemically based, is not, speaking of kind of duality and dynamics, maybe folks haven't always thought of when they've thought of green or environmentally friendly. So talk a little bit different about what that means at Ecos.
So, you know, it's funny, when you think about Ecos and the brand, it's hard to even unhinge that from our heritage and who we are as a company. And that's really a family-owned and operated manufacturer. And so while there's a lot of green brands in the market today, most of them are branding machines and marketers that, you know, use contract manufacturers to bring their product ideas to life. We take a very radically different approach, and our brand is tied to the fact that we make everything ourselves in our factories that are carbon positive. And that family element, the, you know, female-led, family-run manufacturing at our heart is really the story that we like to tell through our branding, because that authenticity and sustainability is really at the core of what we do. And thinking about the green space, you know, there's so many new entrants, but consumers seek authenticity. And I think they're getting better at weeding out kind of the greenwashing and the new, you know, really well marketed brands that don't really have that connection and people and story and heritage behind them. And so our brand is really focused on telling that story and bringing our heritage and our experience to life.
I think that's fascinating what you noted about consumers getting more savvy, because it does feel like in the cleaning industry, it was an area that is ripe for more environmentally friendly practices. But now you couple that with a space where everybody is, as you noted, kind of greenwashing. So what does, beyond the authenticity of making your own products, I feel like there's so much noise around this particular point, and it's such a key differentiator. How do you ensure that what is that key is able to stand out, that the signal gets out through all of the inauthentic noise?
Yeah, you know, this year it's been a really good year in making progress on that front, because we've created our new digital home on ecos.com. So I think, you know, we do a lot of in-person tours at our facilities, bringing people into our ecos, which actually means home in Greek. So bringing people into our home and showing them what we do and how we do it. And it almost was the perfect storm when the pandemic happened and we were no longer to regularly bring people in and show them. We really doubled down on our digital strategy, whether that be social, our new website, how we storytell, to make sure that we could create that experience and create that feeling and connection to the physicality of our product. Where they're made, how they're made, the intention behind them. And so now if you go in our new digital home, you can bring these stories to life and you can see there's a beautiful section I helped create. I'm just in love with how it ended and how it looks. And it's all about our green chemistry. And it talks about the intention we put behind formulation and why we use certain ingredients and why we don't use other ingredients, but really explaining the depth of knowledge we have, giving that to the consumer to help them make best choices, but also kind of, you know, pulling back the curtain of what goes on in the lab and what does it look like inside our factories. So it's been a really great time to build out that digital home.
So that's another key point, and also with it, a key challenge in that communicating science isn't always easy. You know, there's the whole curse of knowledge. So how do you, especially to get even more specific, within chemistry is hard for many to understand. So how do you... I want to say package that message because that could sound inauthentic, but how do you share the science in a meaningful way?
Yeah, you know, that's one of my greatest passions. So looking back at my career, actually, like starting back into college, one of my first jobs was teaching chemistry to children in an after-school setting called Mad Science. And so I've always thought that scientists do a disservice to the world in trying to stay very highbrow and, you know, pretend like there's something magical happening that can't be understood by the general public. And I think it's part of our job to really translate science in digestible ways that give consumers enough knowledge to make educated decisions. You know, it's no longer enough to have the right to know. Consumers also have the right to understand. And so I joke that it's not rocket science, it's soap science. But soap science doesn't have to be so unapproachable. And so really, we go deep on the science on our new website. You'll see you can go as far as you're interested in going, but we also synthesize it and give you a very digestible way to understand, the chemicals we're using and why we're using them. So I think, you know, there's different levels of consumers. Some people are just happy seeing our Safer Choice certified EPA product seal, and that's enough for them. And they say, great, this is a product that's third-party certified. I feel good. And others are really curious. Maybe they just had a dermatologist tell them there's a certain chemistry they need to avoid. And so they're reading the label and making sure that's the right product for them. So we try to meet the consumer where they're at. And as far or as, you know, shallow as you want to go with that story, there's options for the consumer.
I love the not rocket science, soap science. I have to ask, is soap science more simple than rocket science?
I certainly hope so. I know nothing about putting rockets in space, but I know a lot about soap. And, you know, I have to say, as a woman starting out in this industry a decade ago, it was kind of this feeling that you're a young lady. How could you possibly get into this space? A lot of like the chemical supply side is very much older, very male dominated. And so I just started being kind of the punk rock chemist that didn't care what I didn't know, and going in and banging doors down and demanding that if I don't know, explain it to me, I can understand it. And so once I got, you know, through some barriers and really pushing, you know, the knowledge base of our company, of what we're doing, why we're doing it, I really felt passionate about having others not have that same gap, you know? So even within our company, you know, I'm passionate about finding young chemists and taking them under my wing and helping them try to find a path to learning. And, you know, as much as there are experts in our field, we can't be experts in a field that changes every day. So you're really only as smart as the newest chemistry that just hit the market. And so it's really, again, back to that curiosity and thirst for knowledge that's more important than any like textbook can teach you.
Are you enjoying this conversation about branding? If so, I'd love to bring my Brand Now keynote speech to your next conference or corporate event. Based on my popular book, Brand Now, this talk breaks down the seven dynamics of building a standout brand in our crowded, distracted world. Entertaining and educational, your audience will learn, laugh, and leave with ideas they can implement right away. Learn more, including watching video and viewing popular presentation topics at nickwestergaard.com/speaking. That's nickwestergaard.com/speaking. Now back to the show. So earlier you talked about the importance of story. And one thing, as you were mentioning your new digital home at ecos.com, I also love that kind of there's the intersection of several stories that I think are part of the Ecos brand. You have the piece on the homepage that says a story with roots in the heart of the Mediterranean. And it's this... this Greek immigrant's dream, and also intersecting with some of what you were just talking about, the story of the science then with that. In bringing this story and these layers of story to life, is there a hierarchy? Are there tools that you use to help you know what to apply and when?
Yeah, you know, I think it's really dependent on the audience. In looking at our consumers in the U.S., there are so many different types of entry points for that consumer. So, you know, some people really resonate with the Made in the USA message. That's really important to them. And when they shop, they want to see something that's made locally, and they support American manufacturing, and that is a really strong selling point. Other consumers are far more interested on the chemistry side, where they're looking for something that's safer or hypoallergenic. That's something to them that really resonates. And then others are looking for sustainability, like climate positive. So I think what we've built are different buckets and ways to talk about our story. We're really blessed in that we have so many rich stories to tell that we don't have to fabricate a heritage. You know, we really walk the walk and talk the talk. And so we have different layers of our story, and it really just depends on that consumer. We also, throughout the year, have different times we'll promote different types of messaging. So starting in January, we did more of a detox your home because we were feeling that consumers were really trying to get through this crazy year. And how do I protect my home and my family and do it in a way that helps detox and cleanse the home? And then now, you know, towards the summer, we're focused more on our partnership with Folds of Honor, which gives back $1 to every bottle purchased to soldiers and or families of those have served who have either had an injured soldier or lost a soldier, and it gives scholarships to those children. So really focusing on the USA, Made in the USA story. So again, throughout the year, there's different partnerships we activate, as well as different ways to tell our story. And it's so multifaceted, so it also keeps it really interesting with a lot of rich content.
I wanted to follow up and ask, you talked a bit about Folds of Honor. What about the EPA Safer Choice Program, a partnership that you lead internally as well?
Yeah, so we love working with the EPA. It's so amazing to have a resource that's at the federal level that is pushing and progressing, not just green chemistry, but environmental protection across the board. So we have been working with them very closely since the onset of their Safer Choice program. And for those that aren't familiar with it, I kind of view it as the Energy Star of appliances, but for our brand, or for our industry rather. And so what Safer Choice does is it's EPA takes a look at every formula you submit, and they ensure three things. One, that each ingredient is safest in its class of ingredients, so you can't use something that's not on their approved list. Two is that you continually ensure the product is effective. I always say, and it's so true, there's nothing less green than a product that doesn't work because it ends in the landfill. So you're basically creating waste. And then the third hallmark, which is my favorite, is innovation. You have to continually reinvent that formula. After a few years, that certification sunsets, and you have to show how you've incrementally improved that formula from either a sustainability, safety, or efficacy perspective. And so we work with the EPA to certify all of our formulas, and you'll see our website, we have a whole section on our Safer Choice certified products, and we have more certified products than any other company. Is something we're really proud of. And it's just a way to show that not only are we doing the hard work, we're making sure that we're getting it third-party certified so that consumers can have that trust when purchasing our products.
Well, and it seems to get back to that authenticity that you were talking about earlier. A partnership like that seems like, I mean, based on the rigor that you just described, that helps you further the Ecos brand as well. I mean, to be overly simplistic and blunt, the EPA doesn't just bless anyone, as you note there. There's a lot of hoops to jump through to ensure that the brand walks the talk.
Yeah, it's very much a partnership too. So as I mentioned, you know, we're in an emerging technology space. So I really see green chemistry in its infancy, and every day we have access to new materials that we've never seen before. And so when looking at some of these new materials, sometimes it's difficult to parse through the toxicology profile or how is this going to impact, you know, the biodegradability of the overall formula. And so with these new things coming through, it's really nice to have a partner that's looking at it as well. And so, you know, you can't really be an expert in a new chemistry. And so along with our internal research and development, we also have the EPA helping us vet some of these new chemistries to ensure that they do meet the strictest safety standards and that we can be comfortable using them.
So you've alluded to this a couple of times, certainly being in the cleaning business with the very unique year and a half that we're in the midst of at a different stage of. Is there... Speaking of that authenticity, which has been, I feel like, one of the words of the interview here, in messaging in the midst of this, it seems like that's another thing that so many could be quick to co-opt in the same way that many greenwash their businesses to give the appearance of environmentally friendly. But in talking to consumers, meeting them where they are in this very challenging time, how did you approach that?
Yeah, you know, this year has been crazy for everyone. For our business, you know, we couldn't shut down. We never did. We really see cleaning products as the number one weapon in the fight against the COVID virus before the vaccine was there. And so we had consumers that were terrified and buying hand soap and disinfectant and cleaners as fast as they could. But there was also this frenetic, you know, stress of how do we do this in a way that is actually effective in cleaning. And so we really tried to lean in to our consumer base and be the friend that had the knowledge that helped calm things down and say, here's the tools you need to clean your home. Here's how you use them. Did you know about dwell time with disinfectants? Here's how long you should let them rest. Here's surfaces you should disinfect, and here's surfaces you're probably fine with just a regular cleaner. So we really saw our unique ability at that time over the last year, just to provide information in a really low stress, but, you know, helpful way that was making things less panicky and just providing the science and the product to help. You know, it was really, we had a unique ability to help in a way that others didn't. And so we really saw that as a rise to action. And our essential workers were around the clock filling bottles to make sure that American families could protect their homes.
Well, and that's such a unique piece of real estate too, to do all of that. And I think the other key thing you said in there was without being panicky, because I feel like it's been a real challenge, especially for relevant companies, whether that's been in healthcare, in science, in cleaning, in safety, in how to connect and meet the moment, but do so in a way that when people are already pretty frazzled and scared, that doesn't, as you noted, do that in a way that induces more panic.
Yeah, and you know, leaning into the community and trying to build that trust, we wanted to make our brand the friend, the knowledgeable friend, you know, for the conscious consumer that they could really count on, not just for, you know, what should I do, but, you know, lead me through this craziness. What is all of this? Do I need to go out and buy a ton of bleach? Like, what should I be doing? You know, and so it was a time where we really tried to be, provide education, but also in a very approachable way.
I think that is a great note and a great goal too, of wanting your brand to be like a friend. I think that's a simple mindset that could be helpful for any, especially when up against challenges like this. Jenna, as we start to wrap up, it is time for me to ask you for a brand that has made you smile recently.
This is a tough one because I feel like I really keep my thumb on a lot of new emerging brands. I'm always fascinated by direct to consumer. We don't play in that space. And so I'm always kind of looking across the aisle and seeing what's going on over there. And I'm constantly fascinated by consumer purchase decisions and myself being a consumer, like how do I find out about a brand and how do I eventually get to the point where I'm purchasing it? And so a brand that I thought recently really, you know, it was like the textbook case for how to get a digital consumer to that purchase conversion. And so for me, that brand was Ritual. They're direct to consumer and they sell vitamins. And so for me, it was like seeing this brand, you know, from an influencer initially on Instagram. And then, okay, that's cool. I've never seen those types of vitamins. And then a couple of other posts I saw come up about this brand, you know, and then that really encouraged me to read more. It stoked my curiosity. I was like, wow, what are they doing? It looks like they really care about transparency from their packaging to the way that their whole vitamin is actually, you know, built. It's very transparent. And then just like the whole story of it and how they're obsessed with their supply chain and they know where each and every ingredient comes from. So it was very impressive. And I actually did end up signing up for Ritual Vitamins. But then the experience too, once I got the product, you know, the vitamins taste like mint, which is a small thing. But once you like have your, I always think about that first physical interaction that a consumer has with our products. And so that first physical interaction for me was a taste interaction, which really left a positive taste, no pun intended, in my mouth. So, I'm always impressed with, you know, brands that really think about how to gauge which is their target consumer. Clearly I was targeted. Pull me into that story, get me really loving that brand and understanding what they're about. And that's ultimately what drives that purchase. It's not price. It's not, you know, because it was convenient, but it's just because I believed in what they're trying to do. And so that was a brand that made me smile because I think they really got it right.
That is a great brand and a great point too on that first physical interaction. Jenna, where can folks go to learn more about who you are and what you do?
Well, I would definitely encourage everybody to head over to our new digital home at ecos.com and to learn more about me, just dive into that clean chemistry section. That's my baby. Our marketing team sat with me for hours on end trying to bring what was in my head to life in a really beautiful way. And so I'm very excited to see it. Also on that section, you'll find a whole newly built area called the NASCIs. That's our chemical exclusion list. So again, back to that concept of not just enough to have the right to know, but right to understand. We put together a very robust list of over 500 chemistries that are commonly used in household cleaning products and what they are and why we'll never use them. And so really, whether or not you choose to buy our brand, just giving consumers that power and knowledge is something I really care deeply about. So that would be the best place to learn more about us and our story.
Awesome. Well, we will link up to all of that in our show notes at onbrandpodcast.com. Jenna, thanks for being on brand with us.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure.
And if you like what you're hearing, if we've made you smile, remember you can always listen to the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen. Until next week, I'm Nick Westergaard, and I'll see you on the internet.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.